Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you. Whether you are listening at 8:30 in the morning of Sunday the 17th of September, or following up the recording from the CJMQ website, I'm pleased to welcome you to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. We would be delighted if you would join us in person at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings at our building at 256 Rue Queen Street, Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. But if you can't join us in person, join us online by Facebook or YouTube. And if not with us, then we would encourage you to connect with some other fellowship which brings you the good news of Jesus and enables you to serve his people and his mission. Psalm 86. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you.
Be good that on earth do dwell.
we turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Father of life, you are the Almighty God, the unchanging God that can change all things. All good and perfect gifts come from you. You are the source of love, life, and holiness. You are the God who does great wonders. You are a mighty God. You cannot be equaled or rivaled. You are the self-existing and uncreated God. Today we thank you for your life in us, for we live and move and have our being in you. We thank you for your good hands upon our lives, for with them you shield our heads in battle. We give you thanks for the way that in Jesus you turn us from being your enemies into your friends, showing us your mercy. Thank you for the righteousness of Jesus Christ that you put in us, giving us access to your presence. We thank you today that you are more than God enough for us. You dwell in us by your Holy Spirit and take away that awful orphan feeling. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, our lives do not always reflect your transforming power. You are gracious, but we cling to judgment. You are kind, but we can be cruel. You are forgiving, but we nurse grudges and old wounds. Forgive us, O God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and make us new through Christ your Son and our Saviour. The proof of God's amazing love is this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let us know that we are forgiven by his grace and be at peace with God, with ourselves, and with one another. God of wisdom, prepare our hearts and minds to receive your word, and where it challenges us, lead us by your Spirit to respond in faithfulness for the sake of Christ, who gives both courage and compassion. In his name, Amen. We have been following the story of Jacob in the book of Genesis on these Sunday mornings, and today we come to the end of his story, at the end of Genesis chapter 35. We read though at verse 11 of Genesis 35. And God said to Jacob, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac I also give to you, and I will give you this land to your descendants after you. Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him. And Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel. And then they moved on from Bethel. While they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, Don't despair, for you have another son. As she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Ben-Oni, but his father named him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. And over her tomb Jacob set up a pillar, and to this day that pillar marks Rachel's tomb. Israel moved on again and pitched his tent beyond Migdal-Eder. While Israel was living in that region, Reuben went in and slept with his father's concubine Bilhah, and Israel heard of it. Jacob had 12 sons, the sons of Leah, Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin, the sons of Rachel's servant Bilhah, Dan and Naphtali, the sons of Leah's servant Zilpah, Gad and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Paddan Aram. Jacob came home to his father Isaac in Mamre, near Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had stayed. Isaac lived 180 years. Then he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, old and full of years, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Amen. You would think that for Jacob, life would be all sunshine and upward progress now. He'd been reconciled with his brother Esau. He'd got things sorted out with all the family relationships that he'd messed up with his conniving and his trickery. He'd even got himself sorted out with God, not because he'd done anything particularly good, but because he clung on to the grace of God and wrestled with God till he would not let him go unless he was blessed. And so he comes on to Bethel. And Bethel tells him to remember his promises. And that's the first of three words for us today. Remember his promises. Return to the Lord. Let God remind you of his commitment to you. Return to the Lord and let God tell you again how much he loves you. On my recent summer holiday back to the UK, I had occasion to visit the place in Dunfermline Fife that had shaped and formed my life and not a little of my faith. And though that included the church where I'd been involved in the youth fellowship, grew in faith, heard the call of God to ministry, sensed the purpose of God in my life, it was good to go back to that place. And Jacob had come back to the place where God had spoken to him. Over 20 years of his life, he had wandered around the Middle East, wandered from God, but now he'd come back to the place of the promises of God. He had a picture in his mind of the God he had met by the ladder that angels ascended and descended on. This was nothing less than the house of God. And Jacob had come back to the house of God, where God reminded him of his new name, Israel, and of the nation he would become. God had told him these things before, but he had forgotten them in his pursuit of worldly wealth. But now he had come back to God, and God assured Jacob, "I haven't forgotten my promises, even if you have." Even if you have forgotten him, he never forgets you. When you have left him, he longs for you to come back to him so he can bless you and reassure you of his love and his desire to protect and provide for you. Remember his promises. Secondly, renew your faith. Return to the Lord and find the strength to overcome whatever life throws your way. For that's what God did for Jacob. Genesis chapter 35 and verse 8, we learn that Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, had died and she was buried under an oak below Bethel. Coming back to God did not exempt Jacob from sorrow, and it doesn't exempt us from sorrow. Jacob comes back to Bethel and he faces the death of a very close family friend, his mother's nurse, who had come with her many years previously when she had left her home to marry Jacob's father. And no doubt she helped to raise and care for Jacob too. So Jacob comes back to the Lord, but he carries with him the sorrow of death. But it's not a sorrow without assurance and a bright hope for the future. Just as well for that, because he had to face even his own wife's death. For Rachel died in childbirth, bringing one who would be a beloved son, Benjamin. Jacob had the faith to believe that there was a future for that child, that out of that trouble there would be good to come. And then there was another death, for we read at the end of chapter 35 that the days of Isaac were 180 years, and Isaac breathed his last, and he died and was gathered to his people, old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Jacob buried three people after he came back home to God: Deborah, the close family friend, his wife Rachel, his father Isaac. Coming back to God did not exempt him from sorrow, but it did give him the faith to face life's sorrow with a sure and certain hope for the future. Remember his promises. Renew your faith. Refresh your hope. Where do we find that hope? Well, we find hope near where Rachel was buried. Some 30 years ago, I was on a visit to the land of Israel, and the tour bus that I and the other pastors in our group were on passed by the tomb of Rachel. And where were we going? We were on our way to Bethlehem. It was just up the road. And Bethlehem is the place where God comes to our world, to our human condition, to us. Bethlehem is the place where the eternal becomes mortal, where spirit takes on flesh, where God feels our pain, where the innocent lives of children were slaughtered, and where God's own son Jesus began on the road that would lead to the cross. It's the place where all the promises of God find their yes. In his book Against the Flow, Oxford professor John Lennox talks about meeting a Russian follower of Jesus. He had spent years in a Siberian labor camp for the crime of teaching his children about the Bible. Lennox listened as the Russian believer described things he had seen that no one should ever have to see. And he listened, thinking how little he really knew about life and wondering how he would have fared under those circumstances. And as if the Russian had read Lennox's thoughts, the Russian suddenly said, "You couldn't cope with that, could you?" Embarrassed, Lennox stumbled out something like, "No, I'm sure you are right." But the Russian then grinned and said, "Nor could I. I was a man who fainted at the sight of his own blood, let alone that of others. But what I discovered in the camp was this. God does not help us to face theoretical situations, but real ones. Like you, I couldn't imagine how one could cope in the gulag. But once there, I found that God met me, exactly as Jesus had promised his disciples when he was preparing them for victimization and persecution." John Lennox adds, "We can be confident then that the Lord will give us a sufficient amount of grace to handle whatever comes our way, whenever it comes our way, and not necessarily a moment before."
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow one day at a time. I'm only human, I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Oh, show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. When you walked among men, well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, that is worse now than then. Oh, there's pushing and shoving, and it's crowding my mind. So, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, one day at a time, one day at a time.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, there are so many lessons for us to learn through the life of Jacob. We pray that we would not become so familiar with Bible stories that we fail to learn the deeper lessons they teach and apply them to our lives. Teach us your will, we pray, and we ask that you would align our wills to your will so that we only say and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Keep us also from expressing unbelief in your word by trying to sort out our own problems in our own way, rather than trusting you to fulfill all that you have purposed. Thank you, Father, that you work all things together for good, even when we stray from the path of righteousness. Keep the eyes of my heart looking to Jesus. God of authority and authenticity, we come before you today, glad to know you give us the chance to change our lives when we have wandered away from your purposes. We give you thanks for the encouragement and support we receive from friends in Christ, in our churches, and wherever we meet Christian family. We thank you for relationships that have grown stronger through the courage to forgive which you inspire in us. Use us as signs and servants of the new possibilities you create. Christ, our companion, make our churches to be ones that live out your grace and mercy. And we pray for those among us and around us who are struggling to live wisely and well, who seek a way of integrity for the future. For those who are confronting addictions or trying to change old habits that are harmful to health, give them persistence and support. We pray for those who want to end violence and anger in their lives. Give them courage and wisdom to walk a new way. God of changed hearts, renew the future for us all. And hear us as we pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.